It's our pleasure once again to have General Pete Dawkins with us. Nice to see you again, sir. Sat down with us on the Intrepid last year as well. Of course, Pete, one of the greatest players of all time, Heisman and Maxwell winner as well. When you think back at your times playing, Pete, does it seem like decades ago, or in a way does it kind of seem like yesterday to you?
That's a very good question. I think it's always special, but there is a rhythm to it. Mm-hmm. That's pretty remarkable, and so I always look forward to it. There's the tradition that there's Army and Navy have two seasons. It's all the games leading up to Navy and Army and Army Navy.
I like the saying, "We're only enemies 3 hours a year."
Yeah, and that's the, that. You know, that, I really think that's true. Over the years, maybe not so much for the current year players, but there's a nostalgia about it, and a history about it, and a interesting kind of camaraderie that comes about as a result of it. Roger Staubach's a great pal of mine.
You'll see him tomorrow?
Tom Lynch is a very dear friend. They're, you know, the intense competitiveness of the Army-Navy immediate game gives way to a deeper sense of shared values.
What about that fraternity, though, the Downtown Athletic Club? When you guys get there, and to me, the greatest statue, trophy in sports, when you guys get together, oh, that's got to be a fantastic thing you do every year.
It really is, and that even more so than Army-Navy, I think the Heisman has had a broader sense of camaraderie. Over the years, and I've now been to a lot of Heisman events. Mm-hmm. You get to know one another. Your wives get to know one another. You vacation together. You travel together. Mm-hmm. And there's a real sense of camaraderie as a result of that. A bunch of different singularities exist. One that people don't think of all that commonly is, the NFL pro teams get rings when they win their thing, so there's 50 rings or whatever. There's one Heisman ring.
Wow. I didn't even think about the Heisman ring.
Each year, wow, there's one ring.
Wow.
Just that, the symbolism of that gives it a kind of singular stature. Mm-hmm. Many, many of the Heisman, former Heisman winners, are dear friends. We look forward to each year coming back. And, you know, I don't know if you've been to a Heisman dinner or not, but normally there'll be 20 or 25 of the former winners there. And they seat you in chronological
by year
order. You're brought in. They do a little video on each one of you.
It's awesome.
Guess who's the oldest living Heisman winner?
Wow. I have Jay Berwanger's not with us anymore.
No.
Your career has been so amazing, but I wanted to ask you about the 82nd, you know, the All-Americans, Fort Bragg and Jumpin' Jim Gavin, and just the history of all the things you could have done. What was it about Airborne that sort of led you that way?
Well, I spent a good deal, almost all of my military career in airborne units, mostly in the 101st and the 82nd.
Wow, both the Screaming Eagles. Man, wow.
And also, I was an advisor in Vietnam to the Vietnamese 1st Airborne Battalion.
Wow. I didn't know they had their own airborne.
Yeah, they had an airborne brigade, which became, as the war in Vietnam grew, became an airborne division. And the deputy commander, when I was a captain, was Dai Huy Luong. And he was my immediate partner. He became the commander of the Vietnamese Airborne Brigade, I mean division. And then when everything fell apart, they put him in prison. The North Vietnamese put him in prison for 5 years. And then he finally got out. He's now in Canada.
Oh, good.
And a very dear friend.
So we only have about a minute left, and I have about 500 questions for you, but can you tell us about the Eisenhower Award, what that represented?
What I remember most about the Eisenhower Award was it was presented on the Intrepid. They did it very wonderfully. The way they did it is you walked across the bridge and then into the hangar deck of the Intrepid. And then you walk through all of the aircraft and whatnot till you got to the end of the hangar.
Cool.
And then they had this presentation. It was very, very special.
Well, it's always special you taking the time to drop by. Heisman Trophy winner, Brigadier General Pete Dawkins, always great having you.
Real pleasure to be here.
Really appreciate it.
Thanks
so
much.
And we are on the American Forces Radio Network out there.
Outstanding.
Well. Great stuff. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. We'll come on back on Byline.